Hey, this is Ron Jacobs for AppFabric TV, and today I want to show you how you can create a custom activity designer. Now, custom activity designer is pretty cool because then you can do something like this. Here's my activity. I can drop it here, and I get a nice design experience right there. This activity is pretty silly. It really doesn't do much. I can type in some text here, but you can see it gets compile support because this is an expression. And then I can have a checkbox here, and I can even have a drop-down list of enumerated values. So the question is, you want to know, okay, how do I implement this? Now, I'm showing it here in a rehosted designer experience, but this will totally work in Visual Studio. And in fact, I can test it out here. You can see there's my activity down here at the bottom. And it's got option B, so we'll turn off that. Now the checkbox is false, and now we're on option A. So see how everything works here. And of course, whenever we do a designer like this, we could always set the properties over here as well. So I have some properties that aren't on the design surface, like this result property here is not there. All right, so you want to build this? I'm going to show you how. Okay, I have here on my blog the whole step through of exactly how you have to do it, and there is a sample on MSDN Code Gallery with all this sample code included, so you can download and take a look. I have broken this down really into a series of steps about how I do this, and so you can follow along. The first step is create the activity. Don't create the designer until you've got your activity created, working, you're happy with it, you're happy with the interface, and so forth. In this class here, I have a pretty simple class with an enumerated value and a Boolean value. These are properties, and you can have properties on your class. The difference between a property and an expression or an inargument of string, which can use an expression, is that properties are known at design time. So whenever you're creating the workflow in the designer, if you know what the value is, and it's always going to be that value, you can use a property. If you don't know until runtime, like you're going to evaluate an inargument or you're going to evaluate an expression or a variable or something, then you have to use an inargument. The first thing you do after you create the activity, when you're ready to do the designer, here's step two. You add a design project. So let's take a look at the project structure I've got here. So there's my activity library. Then you want to create an activity library project. The name is important here. Visual Studio looks for a name, myactivitylibrary.design. So name is important, you have to set that up there. Now, if we go to step three, now we're going to use register metadata. So let's take a look at that. So in my design, I have my XAML, which is the designer class, and in the code behind for the XAML, I add a static method here called register metadata. And really all I'm doing here is I'm saying, I'm going to take that type and add a couple of custom attributes to it as if they were in the code, right? So the first attribute is I add the designer attribute. Then you might say, well, Ron, can I just put the designer attribute on my class? Yeah, you can. And if you do, then your designer is fairly tightly bound to that particular class. Now, there's ways around that. I mean, and the other thing is it forces you to add references to all of the WPF stuff. But it's okay. You can do that. This is the way we do it. And then I add also a description attribute right here. So I get the designer and the description. Now, the next thing we do is we need a metadata class. So what workflow does is when the designer loads up, it looks to see if your designer library exports a type that implements iRegister metadata. And if it does, it'll invoke it. So here's my class that does this. So my activity library metadata, right here, it implements iRegister metadata. And so I just have it call a static method called registerAll. Now I use this static method just so it's pretty clear that if there's more than one designer in this library, I just add them all into registerAll. And then in my test designer code, when I want to register, I registerAll, right? But the Visual Studio calls this one. Now the next thing is getting the image on the toolbox and on the design itself, right? So if we look at the designer, let's go look at that. You can see that I've got a nice little image here. Now, when you go and add a new activity designer to your project, unfortunately, it does not show you how to do this. And it probably should, but it doesn't. So I'm going to show you how, and this sample code has everything you need. So the first thing you do is you add the file here, whatever your image file is, to the project. So here I've got question mark PNG. And then what you do is in the XAML, you got to have some support for this. So if we look down here, here I have this section, activitydesigner.icon. And that's all you have to add, this little part right here. And I just set the bitmap image right here to the name of the file, whatever I have. Now this file needs to be set with a build action of resource, okay? And I added it to my designer library project. Okay, so this is in the .design project. Now, the next thing I want to do is add this for the toolbox bitmap. Now this is a little weird, okay, but for historical reasons we have to add this differently. Alright, so let's go back. Here in my activity library, I'm going to add the same file. Now you see here with the little icon, this is a linked file. So what I did is I added an existing item, added as a link, so I don't get two copies of it. And this file here is the same one as from down here, but I have to add it to the activity library. And it has to go in the same namespace, okay? And I know that sometimes I like to put files, images in a little images folder. That doesn't work. That seems to break this. So it has to be wherever the same namespace as your activity is, all right? Now, if I look here at the build action, you'll notice that I set this to embedded resource. Okay, that's very important. This will not work if it's anything else. It must be embedded resource. Now that we've done that, now we can go back to our activity and set this toolbox bitmap here. Now, toolbox bitmap actually includes these different ways of invoking it. This image file one doesn't work. Don't use it. You can use type, and if you use type, then what that will do is use whatever bitmap is associated with that type. In this case, you want to use this one, type T, your type, and then the name of your bitmap image. It must be an embedded resource. So 16 by 16 bitmap, embedded resource. Now, the next step is the designer. Now, this designer is pretty cool, and so if we take a look at it here, we'll see my designer supports expanded and collapsed mode. And so, unfortunately, when you create a new activity library, we give you a very simple designer. It doesn't support the image, it doesn't support expanded or collapsed, and it doesn't include some of the things you're going to need. So let's just swap this around and take a walk through the XAML here very quickly so you can see some of the high points. First of all, I have a resource dictionary here that has a couple of converters at the top. You're going to need these converters in a lot of different things. If you're using properties or expressions, you're going to need these. So this one here, argument to expression converter, you're going to need for data binding and expression. This one, model to object value converter, you're going to need for converting the enum. All right. Then we need this guy here, an object data provider, because I have a drop-down list that gets the values of an enum. So what this does is it calls the enum.getValues method and passes in the type myEnum, and it will return the enum value. So we need that data provider. Then what we do is we declare a couple of data templates. We have a collapsed template and an expanded template. So you get two different views of your designer. So in the collapse template, you want to keep it real simple, just, you know, one or two things. So I have here a stack panel with a text block and an expression text box here that is bound to model item.text. .text is the name of the property in my activity, so it must be exactly the same name. Now you have the expanded template, so I have a grid here with a couple of columns and three rows, and in here I've got a text box with an expression text box for the text. I've got a checkbox which is bound to the test code. I've got a combo box. This is the one that has the drop-down list with my values. And this is where we're going to bind that to the option, and we need our converter, our model to object value converter. Right, so that is there. Now, we need this little guy here, this style, expanded or collapsed style. And so we've got our expanded thing and our collapsed thing there. And then down here at the bottom, you see in our grid, we have one very simple thing, the content presenter with the expanded or collapsed style. That's it. Now, the next thing is, how do you debug this? Now, in most designers, if all you're doing is data binding, you probably don't need to do any debugging. I really don't have any code in this that needs debugging. But sometimes you might write a little more substantial designer code and you want to debug it. There's two options to do it, and I've listed them here. One is that you can debug with a rehosted designer, which is definitely much easier and much faster because, you know, you just fire that thing up and you go. Then there is, you could also run it in Visual Studio. If you do run in Visual Studio, I recommend you use the experimental instance option. So you just launch Visual Studio with this slash root suffix space exp. What that'll do is it'll launch Visual Studio with a different registry hive, so things that you do in there won't affect your main running instance. And you can debug this, but beware, it takes a long time. So I wouldn't run in the debugger with Visual Studio unless I really had to. Like if you were doing some stuff with the IDE and you really had to, then you got to. Now, the way I do it is I set up the project to start an external program, my designer project, so when I want to debug it, it's real simple to debug it that way. Now, here's the test designer project. Now, this guy is just our typical rehosted designer sample. And what I have done is I've kind of hardwired it to my activity library. So it has a reference to it. And then in the main window, when I go to register the metadata, you see I call myActivityLibrary.registerAll. And doing it this way just makes it real simple for me to use this project to test my designer. So now here you can see I've launched it, and we've got the activity in the toolbox. And I can drag and drop it here. There's my activity. I can test the collapse view and the expanded view. And as I check these things, I can see down here in the XAML what's getting set. So I can see there's my stuff there. I can say this is a test. And there's the text. And so you get the whole thing. And it's a good idea to kind of just check this out, make sure that all this stuff is working properly as you go through, and build your custom activity designer. For AppFabric TV, I'm your host, Ron Jacobs.